I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. I was talking to some of the people in the Roo crew last night about this James Fisher-Harris situation. I obviously gave you my live reaction, me and Kat. We dove into it yesterday and talked about the situation and everything, and we talked about it a lot from a Warriors perspective. I do think it'll just be super interesting how the Penrith Panthers go about replacing him. And I think shout out to the Penrith Panthers as well. It's one of the biggest signings we've had in a couple of years, to be perfectly honest with you. And I know that like there's biggest superstars in the game, but James Fisher-Harris is the alpha in the best forward pack we've potentially ever seen. Definitely the most successful forward pack we've seen. For this to happen without any warning or anything, so funny watching Kempy's reaction when he was at SEN when he saw the video. Me and Kat watching it yesterday, and she pretty much said, "You did the exact same fucking thing. I look like the Scream mask when I first saw this." It absolutely hit me for six, heard no rumours, nothing. I've got a source at Penrith that gives me stuff here and there, and you know, spoke to them and they had no idea either, no idea whatsoever. So pretty wild that the Penrith Panthers and the Warriors managed to keep this under wraps. And it's not very often that happens in rugby league. I was talking to people on social media last night. There wasn't many, to be fair, but there was a couple of comments sort of like, "Oh, this is how much the NRL media doesn't pay attention to the Warriors." No, this is two fucking well-run clubs that have their shit together and know how to get business done. I think full credit to the Penrith Panthers and to the New Zealand Warriors. It's so impressive. And look, I'm sure the link of Andrew Webster to the Penrith Panthers probably had something to do with this. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, like, it's still so hard to keep this stuff under wraps. So that's incredibly impressive. But the Penrith Panthers now, how do they replace a guy like James Fisher-Harris? And for me, this is a little bit different to replacing other players that they've lost before. Like you look at Stephen Crichton, obviously an incredible talent. It's going to be hard. It was always going to be hard to replace him. But they did have other centers there that were very talented, had a lot of X factor to them and whatnot, had big game experience. You look at like Appy. Like I thought Appy would be near impossible to replace, but they have had Mitch Kenny in the system for quite some time. It just meant that they lent more into Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai in attack, and they've just developed Mitch Kenny slowly, and he's done a fantastic job there. You know, losing Viliami Kikau was a big loss, and it really changed their game. You know, they move a guy like Scotty Sorensen to that edge, Spencer Lenu, they lose him coming off the bench, Liam Henry, these sort of guys step into the role. So Penrith have been very good at, for a very long time, at replacing guys that they lose and just bringing the next man up. But I do wonder if this one's going to be a little bit different. And I don't think it forces Penrith to fall off a cliff or anything like that. But I think that, you know, what are we now? April 2023, 2024. I think that when the season starts next year, I think they'll either go out and sign another front row forward from somewhere else, or they'll just use your Liam Henrys, you know, these sort of guys that are already in their system. And I think they'll come in and they will do a fine job. I think they'll be sweet. We saw the Panthers without Fisher-Harris a few weeks ago. They were okay. They'll get by. But what separates James Fisher-Harris from the rest of the front row forwards in this game? And I've said this on a number of times over the last few years, and especially last year, like you have these incredible numbers, Adam Fanua, Blake, Payne Haas, these sort of guys, they're unbelievable. All their numbers week to week, it's off the charts. It's like, it's just shit that we've never seen before. But the reality is that when it comes to the big stages, the brightest lights, September football, you want to have the toughest guy on the field in your team. And that is consistently Fish. It has been Fish for a very long time, whether you want to look at every single final series. You go back to that 2022 grand final against the Parramatta Eels. Like, Regan Campbell-Gillard Jr., mate, Fish just absolutely bullied these guys and just went after them. You know, did the same thing to South Sydney in the grand final before that, the year before that against Melbourne. He was a young guy sort of starting to find his feet. I think he was 23, 24 years old at that point. Last year, took on Paddy Carrigan, took on Payne Haas, Tom Flegler. And you saw that he took it personally to go after Tommy Flegler. And when you look back on the 2023 grand final, probably the hero to come out of it as far as front row forwards was Moses Leota. He obviously had a massive game, but Fish was tremendous. And Fish is just when the big stages come, he is the guy that just always stands up and he never ever lets you down. We then got, you know, a few months after the 2023 grand final, he's playing for the Kiwis. They're given very little hope against the Kangaroos, and he just stands up with Leo Thompson and just absolutely dominates. And all of a sudden you're sitting there going, okay, the Kiwis have just upset the Kangaroos in a major tournament led by James Fisher-Harris. The Penrith Panthers have now won three grand finals in a row. The alpha in their team is James Fisher-Harris. Maybe there's something to this guy. I personally think that if he was to be allowed to play State of Origin, I think he would absolutely dominate that arena too, because he is just tailor-made for shit like that. And I think he really does embody a lot of what I see in the Penrith Panthers over the last few years, that, hey, we're going to keep our head above water for the first 27 weeks. But then those last 4 weeks, we'll be tapering for that moment and we're going to be ready to fucking go. And you look at Fish throughout the season. I mean, he averages, you know, 150 run meters per game. Sometimes even less. He's hard in defense, but, you know, he just goes about his work and he's never going to collect Dally M points. He's never going to collect anything like that. But then you get to the back end of the season and you watch every single finals game he has ever played and you just sit there and go, holy fuck, this guy's intensity, it has just gone to another level. And not many front row forwards are able to keep with him. And you see that. And this is what I was talking about over the years. If you go and have a look at, you know, those Adam Fanua Blakes and those Payne Haas sort of guys that have these incredible numbers that are breaking records and offloads and tackle breaks and run meters that's just off the charts, look at what they do against Penrith. And the reason for that is because James Fisher-Harris takes it fucking personally. He goes, you guys get all the accolades, you get all the rep jerseys, you get all the Dally M points. Yeah, let's see how you go against me. And Fisher-Harris just handles them every single time. You have a look at, you know, Adam Fanua Blake. He had an incredible season last year. But when he played Fish, he wasn't really able to have the same sort of impact because James Fisher-Harris, he makes it personal. And you saw it in the grand final last year, mate. Payne Haas had an absolute blinder in that grand final last year. And you got to the end and you read the stats and you sort of went, well, geez, was he as good as what he looked? Just because the stats weren't as big as what they usually are, because guys like James Fisher-Harris make it personal against him. I'll tell you what, if Payne Haas in that grand final goes up against just about any other front row forward I've ever fucking seen, I reckon it goes down as one of the better games by a front row forward. He just went at it. But when you get to the big stages, bright lights, it's Fisher-Harris. He did the same thing against the Kangaroos. And this is where I just wonder how Penrith are going to replace him. Do they go to the market? I honestly, it's knocked me for six that Terrell May re-signed with the Sydney Roosters only a couple of days ago. If he knew that Fish was going, there's every chance he didn't know. I wonder how many of these Penrith boys knew that Fish was going to be leaving before. Because it is an interesting situation. I think it was Paul Kent that brought it up the other night, mentioning that, you know, James Fisher-Harris, he had 2 years left on his contract. He gets released on compassionate grounds. And seemingly as soon as it happens, the Warriors are there with a four-year deal ready to go. Like, there is sort of question marks around that process, I guess. But it is interesting that, you know, if the Panthers knew this was happening, they knew that Terrell May wanted to play with his brother. I find that situation very intriguing, and I wonder if Terrell May was aware of that and the Roosters were aware of that situation that was unfolding. Maybe something has happened in the last few days in the life of James Fisher-Harris or his family that sort of rushed this decision a little bit potentially. I'm not quite sure, but like, Terrell May would have been the perfect signing. I personally thought there was a chance that Terrell May was going to land there regardless. I said it a few times. So really, really interesting situation. I think the other one to probably keep an eye on, obviously, you know, the last few months for Spencer Lenu have been wild at the Roosters to start his career there. and I've got no substance behind this, no evidence whatsoever, but I do just wonder if maybe there's a chance Pensilinia returns to the Penrith Panthers potentially. They've got plenty of options there. You've got a number of guys in this league like, you know, Trey Mooney down at the Canberra Raiders who's not being utilised. Like there's a few big boy front row forwards in this comp that they could go and get. But I think the thing that was going to intrigue me the most is that, you know, we're going to get to the regular season next year. And the Penrith Panthers, they're going to be without Fisher Harris. They're going to have, you know, a Matty Eisenhuth. They're going to have, you know, a Liam Henry. One of these guys on this side that are going to slide up. They might sign one, someone. They might bring back a Spencer Linea. They might go and sign a Trey Mooney, a Stefano from the West Tigers, whoever it might be. And they'll be okay during the regular season. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. But I do think it'll be interesting that when you get to the finals, that's when we'll start to get an idea of whether the Penrith Panthers have actually recovered from losing James Fisher-Harris, because that'll be the first time in finals that they've gone in there without, in my opinion, the best front row forward in rugby league when it comes to big games and big stages. And the thing that'll make it even more interesting is that I assume one of the other teams that they're going to be coming up against in finals is going to have Fish. They're going to have Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. They're going to have Sean Johnson. The Warriors are in a very, very good spot at the moment. And I don't know, I feel like sometimes in rugby league you get your absolute perfect narratives. Like, for example, the 2004 grand final, you know, we had the Sydney Roosters, we had the Canterbury Bulldogs that met each other. That was a storyline that was coming for years. You sort of had, you know, the Roosters and the Melbourne Storm in 19. They were the two, you know, most dominant teams of the last 5 or 10 years that played each other. I don't know. I've just got a weird feeling that we might get a Penrith Panthers and a New Zealand Warriors grand final, and I would absolutely love to fucking see it. Could you imagine the storylines that would come out of that? James Fisher-Harris playing his former club. Ivan Cleary playing his, you know, the club that he used to coach. Nathan Cleary used to be the fucking ball boy for the New Zealand Warriors. You would have the two coaches going head-to-head. I just think that storyline would just be incredible. And I don't know, I hope it happens. I hope we get that. I think that'd be unbelievable. I think it'd be one of the great grand finals with the two styles that these two teams play. You get, you know, Sean Johnson sort of representing, you know, the last decade of rugby league versus Nathan Cleary representing the next decade of rugby league. I just think that would be an incredible game of footy there. You've got, you know, two of the most underappreciated hookers in the league, Wade Egan, Mitch Kenny, two of the most underappreciated fullbacks, Dylan Edwards, Chance Nickel-Klockstad, who, you know, for years people have been saying there's other guys in their teams that are better fullbacks, but they just get the job done week in, week out. Dallin Mateniz-Lesniak, Brian To'o, two of the toughest wingers you'll see. You know, Taylor May, Isaac Tungo, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, those two forward packs. But obviously the main storyline would be James Fisher-Harris. And, I don't know. I've just got a weird feeling that we might see that over the next few years. But, yeah, the Penrith Panthers, how they're going to replace James Fisher-Harris is going to be so interesting, because it's not about round 1 to 27. It's going to be about those 4 weeks of finals and on grand final day, how they go without having that guy. Because in rugby league, it's such an underrated thing, an underappreciated thing, how much it means just to have the toughest motherfucker on the field in your team. Just when the guys, and you know, you hear players talk about it all the time, when they're sitting in the change rooms before games and they look around the room and they know they've got that one dude there, it just changes everything, and it just gives you an extra little pep in your step. It just gives you that extra little bit of confidence that you can see the Penrith Panthers walk out thinking they're fucking bulletproof. Without their alpha now, very interesting. And maybe Mosley Otter just steps into that role, but it's a big, big test, because he's always done it with a partner in crime. This is the other thing. I remember talking to James Graham after the grand final last year, and the first thing he said was, without Spencer Lenu, it'll be interesting to see how the Penrith Panthers go with one less strike front row forward. And he sort of suggested that maybe they split up Mosley Otter and James Fisher-Harris, like what the Parramatta Eels do with Junior and Regan now. They bring one off the bench. They haven't done that this year. I wouldn't be surprised if, as the season goes, they start to do that towards the back end and maybe for the final series. But next year it's going to be Mosley Otter and a couple of other dudes who are going to be dogs. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. They're going to go at it. They're going to be very good front row forwards. But being down an alpha, it matters. It matters big time. And I do think it is going to have a really big effect on the Penrith Panthers. And isn't it just going to add to the legacy of James Fisher-Harris if he is the Jenga piece that gets taken out of this side, and then I'm not going to say struggle, because I know they won't struggle. But essentially their standard is you win a premiership. That's the Penrith Panthers standard. That's what we do. It's happened 3 years in a row. They made the grand final 4 years ago. it could just build an incredible legacy for James Fitzharris. And if he's the guy, he's 27 years old too. Like the New Zealand Warriors might not even have him at his peak yet. He might be a year or two away from his peak for all we know with Fish. And imagine his legacy if he goes to four grand finals in a row with the Panthers, wins three in a row, potentially wins four in a row. So potentially goes to five grand finals in a row, potentially wins four in a row. And then I reckon he has every chance to go to the New Zealand Warriors and potentially win their first ever premiership. It would push James Fitzharris so far up the list of great players. And people might not like that because he's not a halfback, he's not a fullback. But that's like fucking Glenn Lazarus areas. It really is. When you look at what Lazo did when winning with the Raiders, the Broncos, then went to the Melbourne Storm, won their first premiership. Mate, to win the first premiership with the New Zealand Warriors in the state that they're in right now and all the fanfare and just how much people love the Warriors, it would be one of the biggest moments in rugby league. And you would have to put a lot of that down to the impact and the influence of James Fitzharris arriving at that club. It's going to be a special few years to watch how this all plays out, that from the New Zealand Warriors perspective, from James Fitzharris perspective, from the Penrith Panthers perspective. Maybe this is the time where Nathan Cleary just steps up and takes his game to a whole new level. By the time he leaves, Fitzharris, Nathan Cleary will be 28, heading into like 29 sort of range, I think. And that's when we know the halfbacks, they tend to play their absolute best footy. So many storylines to watch here. It is going to be incredible to watch this all play out. But yeah, if I was a betting man, I reckon we get a Penrith Panthers and a New Zealand Warriors grand final over the next few years. And honestly, that would be fucking dream come true sort of stuff.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.